This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Moving into the 4 o'clock hour, I want to say thanks again to Adam Schefter for joining us in that last segment. If you missed any of it, you can find it all on the Odyssey app or at weei.com. That's Christian Arcand. It's Andy Hart, and that was Gerard Mayo you just heard talking about the other rookie QB, something we just discussed with Schefter, who was very steadfast in the idea that none of that's going to matter to the Patriots. And maybe to Gerard Mayo and Alex Van Pelt and those guys, it doesn't. But I do wonder if the Crafts are watching these rookie quarterbacks going to ball out in week three. And I know it took till week three for any of them to look good, but still, I mean, it's still very early in the season. And I wonder if they're looking at that and thinking, you know, that's buzz. That's excited fan bases right there. That, not all. I mean, Chicago's still got what they got going on there. But in Washington, they're doing backflips right now. In Denver, there's a bunch of yahoos out there in Denver. Of course, they love whoever the quarterback is. They're happy about Bo Nix right now. Like, that's something that you're not seeing necessarily in New England yet.
You just made me think of something in a slightly different way. Because okay. I feel like we've kind of really inside-outed the Drake May thing.
Totally.
From all angles.
Mm-hmm.
Except for one. You just used the phrase, ball out. We know for certain, even if the Patriots win games, Jacoby Brissett is not balling out. Right? Like, the totality of his career, his skills, it's just, it ain't happening.
Him balling out would be like 180 yards and two touchdowns.
Right.
Like, that would be, I'd be like, wow, he balled out in that game.
And
like,
it's funny you said it that way. Does balling out matter at some point? And I mean, the season.
If you're losing, yes.
You're losing,
if
and you're going losing, down a
yes.
certain road. Are the Crafts not just looking for, wow, the guy who gives us the best chance to win? No.
They're looking for
I want
a
somebody to ball out.
Sell some
I want
tickets.
Somebody that the fans are going to jump up and down about. I want somebody that the radio is going to be talking about in a positive way and excited about, or that he's doing a post-game interview with Lisa Salters with a big smile on his face because he just had, you know, great numbers, or mm-hmm. you know, that famous Jonathan thing. Oh, the fantasy stats are going to be awesome today for whatever that was from that documentary.
Right.
If you're looking for somebody to ball out, and whoever you are, ownership, fans, you're ready for Drake May, correct? Because you know there's no balling out with
yeah.
Jacoby. For all his strengths,
right.
he is never going to ball out.
Yeah, even, well, I guess there's like the possibility, not that he balls out, but that he's the quarter. Like, Hunter Henry had a good game. He kind of balled out in that Seattle game, right? 100-plus receiving yards. That's
yeah.
a great game for Hunter Henry.
It's a great game for Hunter Henry. I don't know if it's balling out for the offense.
Maybe not for the offense.
People are like, you kind of rolled out and kind of flipped
yeah.
it to Hunter Henry 7 times for 12 yards each time.
Sure, but if he had, like, a touchdown or a couple touchdowns, then you'd say, wow, look at that line. He really balled out
but
in that game. They lost, but fine. I'm just saying, like,
is your 30-something tight end catching a couple touchdowns?
No, but what
like
if,
people want?
What if Jalen Polk does that?
We just saw Jaden Daniels.
What if Javon Baker does
50
that?
Yards to Terry McLaurin and then throw another bomb to Terry McLaurin to win a game? Like
mm-hmm.
that's balling out.
Yes,
right.
Agreed.
That so if you're looking,
that was one of the best games ever that any quarterback's ever had.
Right, and I'm not saying that has to be that, but
right.
if you're looking for deep balls, balling out, whatever, that's an interesting cut right there, the way I put that.
Yes, yes it is.
If you're looking for that sort of superficial, flashy, sexy offense passing game thing, then it's Drake May. It's just got to be Drake May, and I wonder if at some point that matters to anybody. Even if you're looking for, you know, the old Mick Foley cheap pop, like it's great to be back at Gillette Stadium and everybody cheers.
Mick Foley, the wrestler.
Yes.
Mankind. I remember Mankind.
Well, if you're looking for a cheap pop, it's Drake May.
What
like
else
somewhere
is
along
the
line.
Cactus Jack.
Cactus
too, right?
Jack, yeah. Mankind, and who was the Dude Love?
I don't know Dude Love. I remember Cactus Jack and Mankind.
Dude Love
sure.
had like a tie-dye shirt, and he had Socko that he would jam down people's head, throat.
I thought Mankind was Socko.
Oh, I thought
Mankind
Dude Love was
had the sock.
Oh,
right.
Okay,
he'd pull out the sock. Yeah, I remember.
And then there were times where I think he like changed characters mid-match or something.
Really?
Like from Dude Love to Mankind, Cactus Jack, okay. That whole thing. I don't know.
That's about when I like stopped watching wrestling. Was cheap like the pop, rise of
you,
Mankind.
Yeah, you veered in a different. I was just bringing up cheap pops. Mm-hmm. And if you're looking for a cheap pop at some point, even if you're Gerard Mayer, you're like, yeah, we could use a little excitement, getting a little warm around here. It's always going to be Drake May. And I just wonder at what point does that factor into any sort of decision? Because right now they're fixated on what? We mocked it a little bit. Gives us the best chance to win.
Yep.
And that may or may not be true. We can debate that. But he doesn't give you the best chance at cheap pop or true. Entertainment or balling out or whatever phrase you want to use. If you're looking for deep balls, balling out.
Then call us here at WEEI Afternoons.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. 617-779-7937. I can tell you who is discussing that very topic, and that is Dan Graziano and Jeremy Fowler, our good friend Adam Schefter's co-workers over at ESPN, had a piece up today, or maybe it was yesterday, NFL Week 4, latest buzz, predictions, questions, and fantasy tips. And the first topic is, what are you hearing on who could be the next quarterback to get benched? Graziano talks about Malik Willis because Jordan Love like is going to be coming back soon. Gardner Minshew, who got benched in that last game. Aiden O'Connell came in and was okay, I guess. There was some more talk of that between the two of them. And then Jeremy Fowler says, I'm going to go with New England. The Drake May chatter only mushrooms from here. And the sense I got all offseason was that Jacoby Brissett would be the starter but might need to win enough games to keep the job. That's an interesting way of phrasing that, I think.
Will Juwan Bentley be coming back soon, Jeremy?
Juwan Bentley.
Remember that report?
Oh, yeah, right.
He reported he will play on Thursday night, and then like 5 minutes
later, optimistic about that. Yes.
He was out for the year, according to Crap Sheet.
Then Rap Sheet dropped the bomb on him there, which I still think was the Patriots trying to flush out a rat. I don't know if they did or not, but that's what that seemed like to me. Jacoby Brissett would be the starter, but might need to win enough games to keep the job. Jacoby Brissett's on like a win loss basis. Like, is that what the thing is? Because I don't think so. Like, that's. That it was never explained that way. It was never explained by Gerard Mayo that way, as in, like, we're going to need Brissett to win a bunch of games, otherwise we're going to have to make a change of quarterback. He's never presented it that way.
No,
maybe that's what they're saying behind the scenes.
But he did say gives us the best chance to win, so right. he's bringing winning.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... it can also bring some less desirable things, like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. .com
into the equation.
True, yeah.
Now, I flipped that on its ear, and I tend to think it's the best chance to not get blown out, the best chance to avoid losing, that kind of thing. But this is where these blend together. And if there's, you know, at some point we're going to be able to throw the ball down the field kind of mentality, well, that could be a time for a transition. Now, I continue to say I think this is going to take care of itself, and I don't wish injury on anybody. And he said it again today. He keeps going with, I get up. I just get up. I always get up. I hope that is true. I hope
you never
always
keep
get
him
up.
Down, he also says.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
He also drinks some whiskey drink.
He does not. I don't think that is... that
he drinks the vodka
actually,
drink.
This, he had a long weekend, so who knows what he did this
he
weekend.
He drinks the cider drink.
He probably did.
I forget what the last one is, but he that's what they do in the song anyway.
One bourbon. Isn't there a bourbon in there somewhere?
That's the whiskey drink, I think.
Oh.
I drink the whiskey drink. I drink the vodka drink. I drink the cider drink. I drink the lager drink. The lager drink is the
I like
one.
A good lager.
Yeah, who doesn't?
You should probably go to calls.
617-779-7937. If you have any thoughts on Mankind or Chumbawamba, you can discuss them here.
Knock, knock.
Brendan is in Chicopee. Go ahead, Brendan.
Hey guys, I'm just
hey Brendan. That's enough. Hey. Go ahead.
I was just wondering. I just feel like I'm being set up all year to watch Jacoby, and they're going to sit Drake. And what would happen if they had the number one pick and there's Arch Manning or one of the top quarterbacks, and they don't take one, and they don't know what they have in Drake May, and then he's a bust. If they don't see what they have this year, and they're going to have a high pick next year, I feel like they're really screwing themselves.
Yeah, I mean, that's possible if you think Drake May is the wrong pick. Now, I know you don't. I know most people around here think that Drake May was exactly who they should have gotten, and he's got the best tools, and he's going to be a big, you know, strong mobile quarterback like Josh Allen.
Thank God he fell to them at three.
You think he's going to be? I remember the reactions here. Chris Scheim and you guys were all belly-bopping in the studio after they made that draft
pick. Why shouldn't we be?
You were very excited about it.
Get the best quarterback in the draft.
I'm just surprised you didn't have a more negative reaction to the caller there, because he's saying if May's not the right guy and there's other quarterbacks coming out next year, which is a thing that I was on early on because I didn't love these quarterbacks, then did you maybe make the wrong call going to May when you could have gone to Carson Beck or Shador or Arch Manning or whoever the hell else in the years to come?
No, because I thought May was a multi-year type top five pick quarterback, mm-hmm. not just, oh, this draft is bad.
He'll be good away, yeah.
Like, I thought he is a special talent. I think he is a unique special talent. It may not work out. Just like it may not work out with, well, I'm pretty sure it won't work out with Shador because I have no faith in him. Arch Manning is staying. By all accounts, he's staying 4 years at Texas. That was the story making the rounds this weekend. Beck?
Well, that was before, I mean.
I don't love Beck.
Yeah, Beck's, I was just thinking of QBs
not really,
who are out there right
no,
now.
No, I know. And so, like, you're kind of whittling. I'm not a Ewers guy. I'm not a Quinn Ewers guy. So you're kind of whittling down the pool of quarterbacks for this year, which a lot of people were doing last year. They were taking that into account, that it may not be a, because Caleb Williams was a generational type talent,
right,
supposedly. And Jaden Daniels can't, like, this was seen as a deep quality quarterback class with multi-year prospect Drake May in the middle of that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of why I wanted him. Now, I think the caller's also alluding to, though, how much time do you need before you can decide whether you hit or missed on Drake May? Like, he needs to play so you can try to make a decision that you hit or you missed if you wanted to do the Josh Rosen, Kyler Murray thing and go back into the draft, or you could end up what the Carolina Panthers are. Adam Schefter told us last week he's done in Carolina. He's not. It's over there. So they went two games too far. Because couldn't they have looked into getting a quarterback this year?
They could have, yeah.
Six quarterbacks go in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
They could be like, yeah, we need to go get one of those. Because they didn't have a first-round pick, right? Because they traded it for him.
Right.
So they would have had to trade up into the first round. But whatever, if you need a quarterback, you find a way to go get a quarterback.
Yeah, you go and do it.
So how many games do you need so you don't become the Panthers and screw that up and don't realize till next September, October that Drake May stinks?
I don't think that they're...
The New England Patriots select Drake May.
Let's go!
North Carolina.
Got him.
Got a quarterback, baby.
And then everybody just stripped naked right here in the studio.
Can you see?
It was quite a moment. But yeah, I think that, you know, you don't want to do it. And I think that this group, I mean, this is their first draft. This is Elliott Wolf's first draft pick.
Yep.
They're not going to just give up on him. Even if he does go out there and not play well, they're not going to give up on him. That would reflect poorly on them. I think that's something it's kind of the same thing with Kraft and Gerard Mayo. You know, you're moving on from Bill. You're starting over, basically, with a whole new direction in the organization, and Drake May's a big part of that. They're not just going to give up on him after 1 year, even if he plays starting now for the rest of the season and sucks. They're not going to do that.
And that was one of the working theories on why you don't play him, because if you don't play him, there's that doubt that, oh, you just developed him, and he's going to be Mahomes. He's going to be great in year two.
Right.
If you play him and he stinks, you've exposed yourself. You've shown your hand, and that in terms of job security for them and looking smarter longer rather than dumber sooner, you don't play him. You slow play it. Now, I think that's a terrible idea. I think they like him. I think Elliott Wolf likes him. I think Alex Van Pelt likes him. Now, they may not like him to play this week or next week. They may still think he's raw. They may, whatever. But I think they still believe. Have you heard any, there's been organizational remorse and or whatever for the pick of Drake May? You haven't heard any whispers, right? And I feel like,
but it's because he hasn't played.
If he wasn't playing, because don't you think we might start to hear whispers of, you should see
he's
him
not
practice.
Getting it in practice.
He stinks.
He's getting all these snaps and it's not working.
It's not working.
You like, can see that.
That has happened quickly before in a lot of places with players. So
yeah, and he looked good enough in the preseason. You know, he looked like he was
the head coach said he was the better player.
I mean, so did Mac Jones. Mac Jones looked pretty good in the preseason too.
Yeah, but we didn't know that in the core he was soft. He was
true.
Goo.
617-779-7937 is the phone number. Quick break. We will return with the expectations for this week. And if Jacoby Brissett is going to be the quarterback, how much success do you want him to have against these 49ers, who I think the Patriots can beat? We'll get to that right after Brian tells you what's trending.